A warm welcome to podcast Fizzball Inside. This is special edition number 42 from the United States of America. Yeah, Chris, we are in...
We are in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and we are here at the Forum Coffee and having breakfast. So cheers, Jürgen.
Cheers. Yeah, it's already our third day here together in Alabama. Alabama, you know, is the state where next year the World Games are taking place.
Yeah, we are looking forward to the World Games in Birmingham, and we are here in Alabama because we were in good contact with the tourism organization of Alabama, and we want to promote also the trips and activities here in Alabama for our Fizzball community.
How did you make your way to Alabama? You landed in Atlanta.
I landed in Atlanta, and from Atlanta, I had a flight to New Orleans where we met. Was quite easy. Everything went pretty well, and yeah, you don't need to fly in New Orleans. It would be also fine to land in Atlanta and explore Alabama from Atlanta. So everything is quite close.
Absolutely, and we flew in New York City. We spent 3 days in New York City. We met our friends from the United States Fizzball Association, Corey Dunn, the trainer of the women's team, and the president of US Fizzball, Bob Veit. We spent a night together at the very famous Rocket Show. It's a Christmas show, yeah. You couldn't believe it. Currently we are wearing our short trousers, but it's some days before Christmas, and we are hearing so many Christmas songs here. It's unbelievable. Sun and warm weather, but Christmas songs.
Yeah, but pretty cool, and I'm still learning English Christmas songs, and I guess after that journey, I'm a Christmas expert and could sing all the English songs also at home, and will propose to my family to sing that songs under our Christmas tree.
Perfect. And we made our way further to New Orleans, where we met, another 3 days in New Orleans, a city really very interesting to be explored, with a long tradition, of course, and the Mississippi River, and all these things, and was quite interesting. But then we started with a rental car, and we went first to Mobile.
Our good friend of the tourism organization, Michelle, explained to me yesterday it's called Mobile. It's a smaller city. I would say it's similar to New Orleans, but in a very small way. A really cool flair in the city. And we've been there on Thanksgiving Day, so unfortunately...
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, unfortunately, nearly everything was closed. But it was a really cool Thanksgiving Day, which we spent in a beer garden.
Yeah, that was the only location where we found something for dinner, in a beer garden. And they offered also different kinds of beers, yes, and multiple TV screens. Because I think Thanksgiving Day seemed to be the day to watch sports. At least 3 football matches, yep. And even in New Orleans there have been this big match. So this was really interesting to learn that it's a sportive day for the Americans, but it's a sportive watching day, let's say it that way.
Indeed, yeah. And we didn't stay with the beer, also to underline that. I stayed with the Coke. And was a really nice evening. And after Mobile, we headed to our final stop for the last 2 days, to Gulf Shores.
But don't forget, we visited a very important ship.
We did.
The USS Alabama.
And USS Drum, the submarine.
That's true. You're more like the...
It's called USS Drum, of course, not Drum.
Yeah, but you like more the submarine than the big ship.
It was very impressive, to be honest. And I said it's unbelievable I don't know the English term, to work on the submarine.
Definitely.
Or at the USS Alabama. And yeah, I couldn't imagine how the time for the staff, for the crew, has been... Yeah. Amazing, and a lot of history on both ships or
marine ships. Yeah. Yes, So a lot of history, and then finally we came alongside here in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, and yesterday we explored the day by walking around. I have been surprised to learn that really Alabama has beaches like Florida. It's beautiful beaches, incredible.
Yeah, I didn't expect that either. When I'm thinking of Alabama, I'm thinking on different places and spots than Gulf Shores or Orange Beach. It looks like summer beach, good mood, and yeah, I only can recommend go there, go visit these beautiful places. It's amazing. White beaches, white sandy beaches, the ocean. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yesterday morning we had a meeting with the Convention and Tourism Bureau here for the region, and probably we'll make an offer for you, France, to maybe visit Birmingham and after the World Games really take the trip. It's three and a half hours. We will see it today because we'll manage the other way around. At the end of the day we will be in Birmingham with a small stop over in Montgomery, and then after the World Games I think we will make the suggestion to have maybe some holiday or beach days here in July 2022 in this beautiful region. Chris, should we finish for today and have our breakfast, or what else should we mention more?
Yeah, we should tell our community the main reason for our travel. I forgot in the beginning. Of course, it's not having fun and travel through Alabama. The main reason why we are here is the competition manager meeting for the World Games. And the competition manager meeting takes place this weekend and the beginning of next weekend. That's why we are just heading to Birmingham today, still after, well, straight after Montgomery. And we are looking forward to meet all the other colleagues from the International Federation, IWGA, the BOC, the Birmingham Organizing Committee. And we are really excited about the next days and what's coming up. So plans, we have to plan a lot and have a few venue visits, and I'm pretty sure it will be really cool World Games.
Definitely, and don't forget, let's make a short trip around the world, what happened in the FISBO world so far. In Austria this weekend also the league, the indoor league will start again. It's a little bit tricky, having learned about the recent COVID numbers of cases in Austria, like the same in Germany. The situation is currently much more worse in Europe than, let's say, for example, in South America, because of the fact that we have now the winter season and numbers are increasing. And here currently, talking about COVID situation, it's not really so present. Let's say we are sometimes wearing masks when it's when it becomes crowded. But people normally in the street, they ask for vaccination. If you are vaccinated, then it doesn't really matter in their eyes.
Then you're back in normal life. And you just mentioned Germany and Austria. Of course, Switzerland already started its indoor championship. And I guess the women's will start this weekend too. So I'm excited what's coming up in this indoor season. Especially in Austria, because you have to know in Austria currently there's a completely lockdown, and it's possible to start the indoor season for the first and second league only because of the Spitzensportregelung for the top athlete regulation. And of course, under very safety circumstances, no spectators allowed, only vaccinated or genesen. What's that?
If they have
fully recovered people.
Fully recovered, yes. But that's the situation in Europe, and if we look to South America, for example, last weekend we have learned that the Argentinians finished their season. Congrats to the winners of the Argentinian championships, and also the cup was played in Africa, in our country Namibia. So there's plenty of things going on. Namibia, India also finished.
Brazil with the same.
Brazil,
They finished their new league, so pretty cool what's going on also in Brazil, that they established this year their official league. And I'm excited what's coming up.
Talking about Brazil, maybe this is the last feature we have. Do we have something to announce concerning Brazil, or is this still...
I have no clue what you're talking about.
So stay with us. We will inform you in the next edition of our podcast Inside. Thank you so much for listening. And we will inform you next time directly from Birmingham, Alabama, with all the details about the World Games 2022.
And don't forget...
Together...
We are
Fistball! And now we have breakfast.